Last week, Karen and I enjoyed Shabbos lunch at friends. As we entered the house, a burner on the stove seemed to be sparking and we smelled gas. We were trying to figure out what to do, and then a FedEx truck went by. One of the guests dashed out into the rain, flagged down the driver, and gave him a quick primer on the laws of Shabbos. The fellow was very helpful. He came right in, turned off the stove, and went on his way. Go FedEx! It was a brief interaction, but it made me think about the way we relate to people who did not stand at Har Sinai. Chazal expressed two opposite philosophies about Jewish-non-Jewish relations. One is the hostility school. It starts with a Gemara that teaches that the mountain where we received the Torah is named Sinai because on that spot where we received the Torah, Sina, hatred, developed between Jews and non-Jews. We have many similar midrashim, such as one that seems to declare that it is halacha that Esav hates Yaakov. Within this school, we will never have allies among the nations, and our gullus among them is punishment for us. The other approach is the friendship school. In his essay, Confrontation, Rav Soloveitchik showed that we are meant to stand side by side with our non-Jewish neighbors in dealing with challenges to human society. In a drasha for Parshas Vayera, I spoke about the idea that we are meant to take responsibility for and look out for our non-Jewish neighbors. A Gemara even declares that we were exiled in order to attract non-Jews to Judaism. To an extent, as Hashem told Avraham to be a source of bracha for his Canaanite neighbors, so we are supposed to be a source of bracha here in North America. We are exiled not to suffer, but to build bridges, to develop relationships. These competing visions even extend to the time of Mashiach as portrayed by the Nevi'im. On one hand, Yeshayahu and Micha portray our neighboring nations as stubbornly separate from us, even in the time of Mashiach. They may have a religious epiphany, but they will still identify as something other than Jewish. On the other hand, those same prophets envision the nations of the world coming to Yerushalayim to learn Torah, to bring korbanos, and to identify as part of Hashem's nation. Applying these two visions in our world, we've seen plenty of the hostility school of the past few months. Just this week, I saw a video of pro-Hamas protests in my old neighborhood of Thornhill. But this week, I also witnessed a deeply encouraging example of what the friendship school can look like. Early Friday morning, March 1st, vandals destroyed hostage signs and general Israel supporting signs in our area. One victim was a Christian family on Dogwood who had been displaying a large American and Israeli flag for months. I tried to visit them on Friday and Shabbos, but they weren't home. But they responded very warmly to a letter I left in their mailbox. They sent me a beautiful email, and they have permitted me to read it aloud in shul. Here it is. Good morning, Rabbi Mordechai. I am truly touched by your letter and your efforts to meet with me. I'm sorry I wasn't home when you stopped by. As a born-again Christian, I am very familiar with the Torah, what Christians call the Old Testament. I would not consider myself a Bible scholar, but I know the promises that God made to Israel. It is clearly stated in the book of Genesis that God promised Abraham land to him and his offspring, and the boundaries were defined. I grew up in Franklin Square. I've been here 54 years. My parents moved us from Brooklyn to Morton Avenue, Franklin Square, in 1972. Most people don't know this, but the Morton Estates residents were all Jewish. We were one of two families on the block that were Christian. Rabbi Botnick lived four doors away from us. As a child, I didn't know much about the Jewish religion and tradition, but I witnessed the dedication every Saturday in my neighborhood. My dad would make sure the grass was cut on Friday so as not to disturb our Jewish neighbors on their Sabbath. I am an adult now and understand my own faith very well and clearly see that the Jewish faith is the foundation of my own belief. In good weather, my wife and I walk our red tri-Australian shepherd down Evergreen Street in Wildwood quite often. We admire your community's dedication to faith and the family unit. It is very sad to see the neighborhood I've been in for 54 years become an unsafe place to support your neighbors. Unfortunately, it's happening all around the U.S. as people depend on their faith for answers in the world less and less. Do what feels good for yourself instead of looking at God's word for guidance. Our country was built on biblical values, and now most have forgotten that God is the root of our success. I will not stand down to cowardly people that come in the middle of the night to deface my property. My new flag is already up. I'd like to say that I can easily forgive the perpetrator, but honestly, the Italian side of my flesh might overcome the Christian side of my faith if I come face to face. I look forward to meeting you when we both have time. Thank you so much again for your kind words. Emmanuel, God is with us. He concluded the email with two quotes from Tehillim, one from Ephesians. What a remarkable message. The letter says a lot about his character, but it also says a lot about the Jews he met, kol hakavod, and about the path we need to travel if we want to encourage more of this. We aren't meant to market Torah to non-Jews. Halacha prohibits us from teaching Torah to them other than the universal Noahide mitzvos. But as the Gemara says, we can still cause Hashem to be beloved when the world sees that we learn Torah, adhere to the mitzvos, and interact gently with other people. I spent a lot of time over the years trying to explain Israel to non-Jewish audiences in a range of ways, but hostility won't end because we appeal to people, teach them history, or shout louder than the protest on the other side of the street. Change may come if the world sees Jews as both God-fearing and nice people, if we show our commitment to Torah and to Jewish values, and at the same time we are pleasant in the street and in stores, smiling at people, driving gently, I'm working on that last one. May we fulfill that mission of Torah, mitzvos, and kindness, and may we see and we merit to see many more examples like our neighbor in our world.